Hello everyone and welcome to Mass on Wednesday of the 13th week in the ordinary time of our worship cycle. We are welcoming the Year 4 parish school children to attend Mass today, and so I'll do a liturgy of the word with them and their teachers, and then online here is, as we've been doing on a Wednesday, is an outline of the liturgy of the word and with a couple of voice recordings as well. And then together we'll celebrate the Liturgy of the Eucharist, which we'll do as a YouTube with the children, and then put it into this blog space. It's been a good opportunity to have the children involved in this way. I've been able to spend time with most of the kids in the school by now in recent weeks, which has been a really good opportunity. So thanks to parishioners for supporting that idea of keeping Wednesday as a reserved day. And now with the changing church numbers with government advice, I'm not sure what that means by next week for us, but keep your eye on this website and we'll keep responding accordingly for our own community. But let's join in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And coming together as God's people, we unite very much with the world and with people who are in great difficulty with increasing pandemic conditions in many other places. We unite with people in Victoria who have particular concerns and other people generally who bring burdens in their lives or the lives of loved ones before the Lord today. Let's open our hearts to God's tender mercy for each one of us as we pray. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace for us. Lord, have mercy. You are the Word who became flesh and entered into the story of our human life. You understand us. You embrace us. You grace us. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come to us in word and sacrament and in relationships and community with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have gentle mercy on each one of us, forgive us of any sin and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. And friends, let us pray the opening prayer of our Mass. O God, who through the grace of adoption chose us to be children of light, grant, we pray, that we may not be wrapped in the darkness of error, but always be seen to stand in the bright light of truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen. Well, friends, enjoy the liturgy of the word, and I'll be back in a moment with some reflections in a brief voice-recorded homily down below before we pray the Eucharistic prayer together.